This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Vladimir Putin says the West has unleashed a real war against Russia. The AP's Charles de Ledesma's got this.
In his speech, Putin insisted the West's untamed ambitions, arrogance and impunity are to blame for the conflict in Ukraine. Putin also welcomed soldiers fighting there, concluding his speech saying, "To Russia, to our brave armed forces, to victory."
The jury is expected to begin deliberating today in the civil trial over a woman's claims that former President Trump raped her. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Advice columnist E. Jean Carroll, who says Trump raped her in a department store dressing room in 1996, left court yesterday with a smile on her face, but without commenting.
How are you feeling, Ms. Carroll?
In closing arguments, Carroll's lawyer reminded jurors of Trump's notorious comments from an Access Hollywood video where he said celebrities can grab women between the legs without asking, and that the former president never came to the courtroom to refute it. Trump's lawyer told jurors Carroll's story is too far-fetched to be believed. He said she made it up to sell a 2019 memoir where she first publicly revealed her claims and to disparage Trump for political reasons. If jurors side with Carroll, she can be awarded damages. Julie Walker, New York.
Also today, a sentencing hearing for an Army sergeant convicted of murdering an armed protester in a Black Lives Matter march in Texas. He could get life. Two inmates have escaped from a Philadelphia prison. They were gone for nearly 19 hours before officials knew they were missing. Mayor Jim Kenney says, and these are his words, "Clearly the system screwed up and people didn't do what they're supposed to do." Paying the bills, that's the subject as President Biden and congressional leaders meet today. The nation's debt limit. This is AP News. The latest now on the Texas mall shooter.
Authorities have not said what they believe might have motivated a man to shoot and kill eight people at a Dallas area mall over the weekend. But one police official suggests that the shooter may have embraced the views of far-right extremists. An official who wants to remain anonymous tells the Associated Press that social media accounts believed to have been used by 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia appear to have expressed an interest in white supremacist and neo-Nazi views. Garcia was wearing a patch that read RWDS, short for Right Wing Death Squad. It's a phrase that has been embraced in recent years by far-right extremists who glorify violence against their political enemies. One group that has adopted the term is the Proud Boys. Garcia, who opened fire at the mall on Saturday, was killed by a police officer. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.